All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim and Frank and Chris Sill in studio, along with our engineer producer Jesse, and we have former UVA running back Antonio Rice on the phone. And Frank has a question for the guest.
All right, Antonio. Fourth quarter rolls around. Sims is in the game now. Philip Sims playing quarterback. Momentum is changing. There were some wacky plays. In fact, one of the craziest long passes I've seen in a long time, in which the defensive back is in the air with the ball, but before he gets to the ground, he does not have the ball. And Adrian Gamble has got it in the back of the end zone, handing it to the official as if it was some kind of scripted Houdini play. And all of a sudden, Virginia's down by six, and most of the stadium is wondering what happened, and half the people in the parking lot are trying to figure out how to get back into Scott Stadium. What are your thoughts?
So my thoughts is that you have, your playmakers are making plays. And so, when you throw the ball up there, obviously, both defender and receiver it's have a shot at catching the ball, and you made a play. And you need, and so in times like this, you need to have these wonderful guys you're talking about from the 757 make plays for you. And that's exactly what happened. And so, and here's another thing, too. I hear that when Sims was warming up about the coming of the game, offensive lineman went over to talk to him and basically didn't say a whole lot of words. And I believe it was Moses said to him, like, let's roll. Let's do this.
Yes.
And so now I got some confidence. I got some confidence in my whole line. I know they're going to take care of me, and I can come in. And that's a tough spot to come into the game, by the way, fellas. I think that's you put a backup quarterback in those kind of conditions. That's tough. And so he's going to need to have a confidence. He's going to need to have these guys make plays for him, and that's what happened. And so it's exciting to see the potential of this offense with Sims under center.
Yeah, I think a lot of people sort of looking forward to this coming Saturday relative to who might get to start. But beyond that, and we're visiting with Antonio Rice, by the way. Antonio, from my perspective as a former basketball guy, not knowing football that well, but it looks to me like you got Duke, Maryland, Wake Forest the next 3 weeks, games that the Hoos could win. How critical is this stretch of the season for the football team?
Oh, it's very critical. So now we're in the conference. So I'm not so disappointed right now. We have one loss in the conference. The goal always is to win your division. And Georgia Tech has dropped two in the conference, I believe, maybe.
Yeah, I think Miami's kind of the surprise team. I think Miami's 3-0 in the conference now, or in the division, the conference, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely. And so I think, absolutely, they can win the next three. So, but here's the thing that bothers me more than anything, that concerns me, I should say. I don't know if you remember last year when Duke was up here. It was a lot of chipping, a lot of talking, a lot of chirping, the handshake at halftime,
Right.
We don't like Duke, and Duke doesn't. They don't like us either. And so let me take it, fast forward to, this past weekend when Virginia was very undisciplined with all the personal fouls. And so, and you think it was bad, this weekend, it's going to be worse down in Durham because they don't like us at all.
Antonio, today Mike London referred to all the chippiness based on the questions they were getting from the media there at JPJ. And he was very adamant that he was not going to have any more of that. And if anybody committed another selfish penalty like that, he basically implied they'd be virtually exiled.
Yeah.
So I think there was a riot act read after the game about all those penalties.
Yeah, you cannot. It's one thing you can go out and you can have total offense of 625 yards, but you cannot have 16 penalties for 145. Hmm. You can't beat a good team that way. You can't. Well, you're beating yourself, actually. That's what's happening there.
Yes.
And so if... Back in my day, and I hate to keep going back and reminiscing about this, but we policed that. The coaches didn't police that. Players policed that. And so I don't want to say there's a lack of leadership, but there needs to be more leadership in regards to that. That's grabbing somebody by the face mask and said, dude, you're killing us. Cut it out.
Right.
And so, we put foot in each other's butts. when that went down, because you know, guys, it's hard to win. It's hard to get in the win column. It just is. And then if you continuously shoot yourself in the foot and beat yourself, it makes it even more difficult. And so I'm glad Coach Lennon addressed that, because I got to tell you, it's going to get ugly down there in Durham. It started last year.
Antonio, quickly, what is your prediction for this game down in Durham, 3 p.m. on Saturday?
Well, see, I totally think that Virginia has turned the corner now in regards to getting their offense up to speed. Again, I didn't think they beat themselves this last weekend. I don't think Duke is very good. They do play very well against Virginia, but they're not a very good football team. And so, sorry out there, Duke Nation. And so I really think that if Virginia can go down there and really impose their will and stop the penalties, and, of course, no turnovers. Gosh, you can't – no turnovers. Protect the football. I think Virginia can go down there and blow them out. I think this might be the game where they put it all together and have a great showing down there in Durham.
Let's hope so.
That would be terrific. Some of us will just take a win, but a blowout would really be nice. But at any rate, Antonio, we thank you as always for joining us. We'll have you back later in the football season.
You guys are the best, man. Thanks for having me.
Former star running back at Virginia, Antonio Rice. We're going to go to our second break. When we return, we got LeClaire Prolet of the game and Dirk Kastra and other folks. So stay with us.